Hey, what's up, guys? This is D-Trey, Dukes on Deck. I know I took a long time off. I, of course, was dealing with a lot of busyness at work, life in general. I've been okay. How you guys been doing? Hopefully, all is well for everyone. Listen, everyone, I would like to talk about, a week ago, I want to talk about bringing out that inner child out of you. What I mean by that is that anything that reminds you back when you were a child and you just have a straight ball, have nothing but fun, and you just having the time of your life, and it feels good afterwards. So my godson came over last Sunday, and he asked me if I wanted to build a fort. Mind you this, I haven't built a fort in about, I'm 34, just turned 34 this month of July. That was a long time ago. I think the last time I built a fort, I was probably like 6 or 7. Since then, I never really had the privilege to do it. I thought about it multiple times, but I was like, it's not fun when you do it by yourself. So he asked me, I was like, all right, he wanted to build a fort, watch movies, scary movies. And most people who know me know I love horror movies. I love scary movies. I love a lot of those movies. Thank you, Mom. Mom corrupted me on that one. So that's where that came from. And so we were having struggle building this fort. So it was like, okay, let's get some chairs. And my mother-in-law was like, why don't you get a broom? Get a broom so I can stand. I said, you know what? I need to think about it. Of course, we didn't use a broom. We should have used a broom. It would have been a lot easier and a lot better, a lot more effective, because it would have been built a lot better. So, we did the best we could. We did the best we could, and I said, you know what? We'll make it work. And so, when we built it, with this very thick blanket, I really should have used a different blanket, maybe a shorter one. I realized that, damn, this blanket blocks the TV. What we see, because the TV is, my TV is on the wall. We mounted it on the wall. So I said, damn, I didn't even think about that. Had it on the floor, but can't even see the TV. I said, damn. So I said, you know what? The hell with it. We use the iPad. So we did. So we laid down there. We put some blankets and stuff under it. And we just lay there, had Cheeto Puffs, had some Gatorades, and we watched this show. First, we wanted to watch the Minions movie, the latest Minions movie, but I had no idea my godson that was crazy about horror movies, The Purge. And I'm like, that's a plus, because I love watching it, and my other half, my better half, she don't like a lot of that stuff, so I could watch comedy, I could watch romance, it don't matter to me. I could watch different ones, but horror movies are like, horror flicks are my favorites. So we were watching, it only took me like one episode, and this show was interesting. And then of course, my God, so I'm saying, when does the action come? I said, well, you gotta wait, you gotta watch it, and then the action will come. And it's like, it's taking longer. I said, I know. Sometimes some shows exaggerate. They take forever. Excuse me. For all the actions to happen. And trust me, I get a little impatient with that too. Because 9 out of 10 times, they take too fucking long. But it's true. They take too damn long. And I get a little impatient too. I'm like, Jesus Christ, can you guys get the action already? Because I want to see some action. I don't mind seeing a little storyline, but I want to see some action at the same time. And so, we were watching it, and I said, wow, this is a really good show. Really good show. And then I was just sitting there, and I just was thinking, like, damn, I haven't had this feeling, build a fort and be under there in a long time. Last time I did that was with my older brother and my sister, and we had a good time. Well, back then, in like the 90s, we would watch like Beavis and Butthead, watch wrestling, Freddy Krueger was popular, Mike Myers, Jason Voorhees and all those other ones, you know. But I tell you, you know, the one horror movie that... Sorry, that was a truck that passed by. Excuse me. The one horror movie that really, like, kind of traumatized me was Clowns. It. The original It. My mom admitted it, and she apologized to me because she knows I was a little terrified of clowns. I've been terrified for clowns for a long time. But, like, a little over 10 years ago, I faced that fear. That fear of clowns is not there anymore, but I don't tolerate it with them so much. But there's clowns. Clowns here, for some reason, are scary. I had a different experience when I went to TJ when I see clowns a lot different down there. Because majority of the time, the clowns down in TJ, Tijuana, sorry, I'm used to saying acronyms or initials. Tijuana has, they have a humorous side. They're comedians. They have fun. And I'm like, okay, this ain't so bad. This ain't so bad at all. But, yeah, you know, I mean, going back to that, it was just, I tell people, when you get a opportunity to bring that inner kid out on you, I say go for it. It's the best stress reliever you've ever had. The best therapy. Best therapy is just have some fun. Just have some fucking full-on fun. Even if it means just playing Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, you know? Nintendo, Dreamcast, GameCube, Game Gear, you know? Something, Game Boy, you know? All those things, you know? It doesn't take much to bring that inner kid out of you. And you realize how much fun it was, you know? And I see it with some of the older adults, and a lot of times they'll be like, I'm too old for this, I'm too old. I say, well, yeah, you may feel like you're too old for something like that, but it's not a problem to bring your inner kid out. If you like enjoying it, if you have fun, I mean, why not? Why not? It's just, it makes you feel good. In this world, we got to do more things that make us feel good. And I could say for a fact, doing this whole, having this old inner kid thing come out of me, it was so much fun. So much fun. And I really, on the inside, I cried a little bit. Why did I cry? Because it felt good to have that much fun. And just to simply just enjoy it, you know? So if anyone judges you for saying, oh, why are you watching cartoons on a Saturday morning and you're a grown adult? Tell them, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Get out of my face. Let me enjoy this. Because nowadays, a lot of us are adults and we got responsibilities. So we don't get the opportunity to enjoy that all the time. Give or take, you know? And that's all it is. That's all it is. You know, no one should ever criticize that, you know? And it's just, I realize that and I think about it, and I say, you know what, it's not a bad thing. It really isn't. It really isn't, you know? And it really made me feel good. And just to put the smile on my godson's face, saying he had a great time. And he told me he wanted to do it again. I said, definitely, definitely. And I, of course, I told him next time, we probably won't use such of a thick blanket. But it'll be a lot better. So yeah, you know, it's like I have my own son of my own, and it felt good. Cause my own father wouldn't do that with me. So, you know, I if anyone, I want to shout out to my older brother and my older sisters for stepping in, and my mother. You know, and I thank you guys. I love you. But, you know, it's just, it's cool, you know? Like, he told me, my grandson, I'm sorry, not even a grandfather, wow. My godson was telling me, we should have a Nerf war. I'm like, bet, Nerf war? If someone tell me the word Nerf and war, Oh, you know it's on. Now, I can speak for a lot of us who grew up in that era. It's on. When you throw in Nerf and War, yeah, let's go. I'm on top of that, so it's pretty cool, though. It's really cool when you have... And all some of these kids, if some of you are adults out there who are younger adults and parents or have younger kids, and all they want to do is just throw the ball around, spend time with them. Go on ahead and do it. Even if it's just 30 minutes, it's not going to kill you for 30 minutes. You know, even if you have a free day, it's like, hey, son, hey, daughter, let's go throw the ball around. You know, let's go take a walk. Let's go get some ice cream. Something, you know, something that just that makes you feel good, you know. And it's a really good feeling. So I tell you, from my experience, it's a remarkable thing. So think about that when you have a son, a godson, goddaughter, granddaughter, grandson, doesn't matter, niece or nephew, or even a little cousin. If they all they want to do is play catch, if they want to build a fort and you have time on your hands, do that for them. They'll remember that. And it's a high probability you will bring that inner kid out of you. So I say, have fun. Life is too short for us to be stressed out. We got to feel good. And I know you guys, I've been gone for a while with work and everything. And I do apologize. I tried my best to not be so far away, but I just got so tied up with with the month of June and my birthday month, July. And yeah, you know, I mean, I'm going to try my best to be more consistent because this right here is my therapy. My inner child is my therapy as well. So if that's your therapy, definitely, definitely let it come out. And you'll feel good. I promise you, you'll feel good. You would just sit back and say, you know what? D-Trey was right. Or not even so much that. You would just sit back and say, damn, that did feel good. You know? I have to do that more often. All right. I appreciate you guys listening to me. I love you guys. Continue to support Dukes on Deck. If you know anyone else who would like this show, definitely spread the word. I'm not the type of guy looking to get famous. I don't really personally care about that. I just want to get out to the people and let them know something just for them to smile about with all this craziness in the world. So kiss your cousins, your little cousins on the cheek, and let them know you love them. Hug them. You know, your nieces and nephews and granddaughters and grandsons. Let them know you love them. And take that time to spend with them. And bring that inner kid out of you. All right. Pleasure talking to you guys. D-Trey out.